Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special broadcast, since it is Friday, July the 19th of the year of our Lord, 24. With me in my humble studio, our dear friend, Sister Christy Johnson. Hello, Sister Christy, and how are you?
Hello, Usama. I'm doing very well. As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
And with us as well, Brother Paul Sutcliffe. And hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Oh, enjoying a beautiful weather here in Missouri.
That is good. And Brother Paul, we have lots of material we'd like to cover in our broadcast for today. So let's move on, Brother Paul, about the first story here at USA.
J.D. Vance, Trump's choice for his vice president, gave a brief speech that called Great Britain an Islamist state on July 15th. This is getting a lot of attention across the pond in the UK.
Now, as you know, of course, Donald Trump is now the Republican nominee in the United States. J.D. Vance has been chosen to run alongside him. Now, J.D. Vance has given an interview where he says that the first Islamic state in the world to have a nuclear weapon is the United Kingdom. Let me just play you a clip of what he said.
I have to beat up on the UK. Just one additional thing. I was talking with a friend recently, and we were talking about, you know, one of the big dangers in the world, of course, is nuclear proliferation, though, of course, the Biden administration doesn't care about it. And I was talking about, you know, what is the first truly Islamist country that will get a nuclear weapon? And we were like, maybe it's Iran, you know, maybe Pakistan already kind of counts. And then we sort of finally decided maybe it's actually the UK, since Labour just took over.
What's your response to that, James?
I don't really know what he meant by that comment, to be honest. But I think that...
Well, I think what he means is unfettered immigration into this country, people who don't share our values and belief systems in this country.
Well, here's the truth, Brother Paul. I think the British people are still sleeping in a coma. They do not realize that Muslims are taking over their country by any way of measuring. I mean, not only the number of immigrants who are coming to England or the number of Muslims who are taking high position in the government, in the parliament of England, or even the number of Muslim jihadi who are boldly practicing many of the aspects of Sharia, Islamic law, all over England. The problem is not taken over by the Muslims. The problem is giving themselves to the Muslims and not see anything wrong with that.
Usama, you're absolutely right. And we've been observing this problem going on in the UK for quite some time. But I have to say this, I didn't know too much about J.D. Vance. I'm really happy to hear that he is bold enough to say something like that, because it is the truth. And you are right. They are giving their country to the Muslims. And I guess they think that means they'll be peaceful.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to our next story, which is still here at USA.
The New York Post reports that a New York City taxi driver was hit with a hate crime for allegedly beheading a statue depicting a young Jesus outside a Queens Catholic church. Jamshed Chowdhury, 44, of Hollis, was arrested Thursday night and charged with criminal mischief as a hate crime and other related crimes for allegedly decapitating the statue outside the Holy Family Roman Catholic Church in Fresh Meadows on June 30th. According to the Diocese of Brooklyn, they said the damage will cost $20,000 to repair. Chowdhury pled not guilty Friday at his arraignment in Queens Criminal Court and has been released.
Well, I believe the man is practicing Islam. Any statue is an idol. Any idol must be removed. Not just cut the head off of an idol, but actually cut the head off of those who worship that idol. So today, Muslims in America are just trying to show the real color of their existence, and that is no statue whatsoever. Tomorrow, they will behead the Christians who believe that Jesus is God, those who worship Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about worshiping a statue, Christy Johnson. I'm talking about worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, as we all Christians do.
Yes, and this is kind of shocking. I know when it says allegedly, I believe, Paul, you said that they have video of this. But of course, The man has to go to court and there has to be a trial before they can say that he did it. He has to be found guilty. This is ridiculous because of the fact that we are seeing people accused of things where there's no evidence. And now we see that Muslims can commit a crime right in front of your face. And even if you have it on video, that's okay. They're going to release you and let you go to do something worse.
All right, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story, which comes to us also from New York.
The New York Post reported that a student at CUNY, the City University of New York's Kingsborough Community College, made vile anti-American and anti-Semitic statements online, urging his social media followers to replace fireworks with rocket-propelled grenades to celebrate Independence Day and proudly labeling himself the anti-Semite of the year. The now private Instagram account of Faisal Alam, which was viewed by the Post, revealed disturbing digital crusade calling for violence against America, the Jews, and also extended to a Muslim advocacy group known as MALA, the Muslim American Leadership Alliance. Faisal Alam has posted memes aligning himself with Anwar al-Awlaki, an American Yemeni lecturer turned jihadi in 2011, who became the first U.S. citizen in history targeted and killed by a U.S. government drone strike. He also posted a mock-up award featuring his name and photo below the text of 2023 Anti-Semite of the Year. In addition, Faisal has posted pictures of himself with a handgun and silencer. The college administration states they're aware of Faisal Alam's postings, but they have not stated how they will respond to this presentation of hate.
Well, it's very simple. It's true Islam. And I do not know when we're going to wake up when a man still tie himself to Anwar al-Awlaki, who's been killed for years and years. I don't think Muslims really forget their leaders who died. Or they will be by now forgetting Muhammad, the man who literally put that hatred in each and every one of them's heart. So yes, here in America, we celebrate our Independence Day and we have fireworks and we all enjoy watching the fireworks. But Muslims do not believe in fireworks. They believe in real fire. That is bomb, explosion, or rockets to kill some Jews or to kill some Christians. If Muslims hate Israel and the Jewish people 10%, they will hate America the rest of the 100%. That is 90%. So we know that they send rockets in Israel every day, and the day is coming, and they will do the same thing here in America. Am I right about that, Christy?
You're absolutely right. This is a call for violence against the Jews and against Americans. This is something that we should not be surprised about. You saw me, you've been warning about this, what, for years, over 20 years? Talking about how this day would come for America and trying to warn people.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to our next story, which comes to us from here in America as well.
Imam Karim Abdul Zaid addressed children in Chicago at a mosque and taught them that they should want to die as a Muslim. You have to hear this. Their voices sound as young as 4 or 5 and maybe an average of 10.
What would be your number one goal in this life? What do you want to achieve out of this life? What is your number one goal in this life? What does it take to get to Jannah? Here is the answer. To die as a Muslim. Now I'm going to ask the question and I want you to answer collectively. What does it take to get to Jannah?
I want to die as a Muslim.
Why do I want to die as a Muslim? Why? Because I want to go to Jannah. I want to go there, live there forever. I want to eat and drink without having to go to the bathroom.
What a wonderful imam. A great encourager for these young children. And here's the imam in America teach the next generation. The only way you can get to paradise is to die as a Muslim. And if you die as a Muslim, you get to a paradise where you eat and you drink and don't go to the bathroom. Wow! Can't you see, Christy, that how much this will influence the future of America to be willing to die
Yeah, this is really important because we've seen this same type of teaching going on in Gaza for years. They will later be really clarified that it means to die in jihad as a Muslim.
Exactly.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, we got a very important message from a feminine magazine, and would you please share it with our audience?
Ms. Magazine published an article standing for women's rights in Afghanistan. While they did not take a stand against the forced wearing a hijab, they did have a problem with the sexual assault of those arrested for having a bad hijab, which meant it did not cover all of a woman's hair.
Help me, Christy, to understand what's going on here. These are a bunch of women who are writing a magazine supposedly to support women. And in it, they are upset about women to being sexually assaulted. Is that right?
Well, yes, but the reasons are the questions, Usama. This magazine is supposed to be specifically for women, and it's supposed to support women's rights on all counts.
But women's right is in Islam is nothing compared to Allah's right. And Allah's right is for women to wear the burqa, as we talked about in the best. And the true burqa is full burqa. That is one hole in front of the left eye, as Omar institute the hijab in Islam. So you cannot have it both ways. If you have full burqa, you will not be assaulted sexually. If you have a little bit of hair sticking out of your face, then you are asking for it. That is exactly what Muslims believe.
Yes, we know that a woman in Iran was killed because a little bit of her hair was showing. We're talking life and death. And what's disturbing about this is supposed to be a magazine supporting women's right. It's supposed to be a feminist publication. But the truth is they never take a stand about Islam and how it represses women in total.
Let's move on, Brother Paul, to our next story, which comes to us from the country of France.
Sometime between Sunday evening and Monday morning, there was a break-in at the Notre Dame du Travail church in the 14th district of Paris. The vandalism included an anti-Christian graffiti and damage. They wrote in black marker on several supports of the building, "Submit to Allah, infidels, pray 5 times a day. Bastard Jesus, only one God, Allah. The church here, we are burning the first part, the last prophet, Muhammad. The head cut up to those who will surpass. I will make war on you, Christian world. We Muslims, we cannot accept this whore of a religion. Mary, this is your destiny. Go to hell, Satan, burn." Also, a knife was stuck in the throat of a wooden statue of the Virgin Mary.
Well, this is exactly what every Muslim ought to do. I mean, what do you expect? You know what's amazing, Christy? When we talked about these things just years ago, the American people, liberals in America in general, They will say, you're Islamophobe, you're radical, you're extreme, you're racist, you're this and you're that. And now the Muslims are speaking it themselves out loud in France, obviously because now they have large number of Muslim believers in France, and when they have the upper hand, the real Islam will bubble up, and that's exactly what we see happening in France.
Yeah, you know, Usama, here again, we see this attack on a statue of Virgin Mary with a knife stuck in her throat.
And it's amazing. In America, the Muslims, they go to all Catholic churches and they will tell them, we believe in the Virgin Mary. We love the Virgin Mary. But somehow the love turned to a knife stick in the neck. Simply because it is a statue. And boy, oh boy, wait until Muslims take over. There will not be a statue or any monument of anybody. Because in Islam, these are simply idols, which, if they exist, will lead people to worship them.
Yeah, and notice how they call Jesus a bastard. Yeah, the one they tell us in their lies that they believe in. Now you see their true attitude about Christians, an attitude about what is acceptable in Islam.
Let's move on, Brother Paul, to our next story, which comes to us from the country of Germany.
Early on Sunday morning, someone set fire to Tiergarten High School, which got into the school through the windows. This affected 1,000 students. School counselor Benjamin Fritz, who inspected the damage at the school, said a cart full of mops was set on fire in front of the server room. The fire then spread to the cables of the electronic shutters. The flames entered the room through an open window. The technology is gone, and so is the room. Three other rooms in the lowest floor are also damaged by the firefighting work and smoke. Several freshly written slogans referring to the Middle East conflict were also found on several walls in the schoolyard, according to the police. The slogan, "When Gaza Burns, Berlin Burns," was used. The estimated total damage is 250,000 euros.
That is roughly around $500,000?
Yes.
All right, so here we go. They're burning the school because if Gaza is burning, Berlin will burn. That is a very important doctrine of retaliation, as we read in Quran chapter 2 and verse 178. Allah's word is very clear. Retaliation is ordained to you. So this is a reality of how Muslims live, Christy.
You know, I don't believe that Muslims are concerned about the loss of school or technology or anything else. Because Usama, they don't really care for education at all, especially the education of girls.
Yes, indeed, Sister Christy. And that is what we talk about in another story. But now let us listen to the next story, Brother Paul.
Memory caught the publication of Al-Qaeda's on July 16th of 2024. Al-Sahab, the media arm of Al-Qaeda Central Command, wrote a 17-page essay titled, "This is Gaza, a war of existence, not a war of borders," by Salem al-Sharif, also known as Saif al-Adl, the Sword of Justice, who is believed to be the al-Qaeda de facto leader. Saif exploits the ongoing war in Gaza, offering his suggestions on how to improve the Mujahideen's combat tactics and skills, advising Muslims not to take civilians as prisoners, as Hamas did on October 7th, arguing that killing civilians is more beneficial and Islamic.
Killing civilians is more beneficial and Islamic. I think that man is a radical. What do you think, Christy? Is he extremist or radical or what?
He's a true believer, and that's what Muslims believe. And you've got something here to demonstrate that.
Absolutely. So here is the word of Allah. Go ahead, Brother Paul. Read to us Quran chapter 8 and verse 67.
It was not for a prophet to take captives until he had made a great slaughter in the land.
So yes, indeed, Christy, when a Muslim used to go to war and collect the spoil of war, if it is animal, if it's human, if it's gold or silver, it's benefit. It's good to make them rich in this world. And that's what Muslims desire. They desire the wealth of this world. But Allah does not want that. Why? Because Allah what?
Because Allah wants them to kill the infidels.
Absolutely. And the greater the slaughter, the greater the victory is given to Allah. Well, Brother Paul, we have our last story for our broadcast for today, which comes to us from the country of Pakistan.
Free Press Journal reports that a Pakistani YouTuber identified as Hassan Iqbal Chishti released a song condemning the education of girls in his music video. The singer asked people to remove their daughters from school while pointing out that they dance there, which is said to be unacceptable by Islam. He titled his song, "Remove Your Daughter from School." She was spotted dancing there and released it in June of this year. The lyrics of the song suggest people should remove their daughters from school and keep them at home unless they wish to have them made into prostitutes.
Man, oh man, can you see the importance of education in Islam in the Muslim world? They actually tie education to prostitution. So if you send your daughter to school, Christy, that means you're making a prostitute out of her. I mean, I don't understand, how can Muslims help the West to understand that in Islam, we have freedom. Women can be educated. Women can get a job. Women can choose her husband. Women can divorce their husband. But when we go to the Muslim world, we hear a different story. Like, you educate your daughter, you're making a prostitute out of her. What would you say about that?
Usama, this is something that I wish the West could grasp, and they've been lied to about this.
So education in Islam will make prostitutes out of their girls.
Here is the most important point. Muhammad never said that women to be educated. He actually asked Muslim believers to keep their daughters at home, to teach them to memorize Surah An-Nur, that is Quran chapter 24, and to teach them how to spin and, you know, make clothes. That is exactly what women are supposed to do. If you send them to school, that means they have to wait until they finish their high school, 18, 19 years old, so they can get married. Well, how in the world this can happen when he wants them to get married when they are at 8 or 9 years old? So there is no room for education. According to the Sunnah of Muhammad, how Muhammad lived his life as a noble example. I'm sorry, no education for females. And the Taliban have shown that in many ways in the past. And here we go, another article to say, you want your daughter to be a prostitute? Go ahead, send them to school. Otherwise, you want your daughters to be good Muslims? Stay at home, as the Prophet of Allah Muhammad taught us to do so. Well, that will bring us to the end of our broadcast for today. Brother Paul, thank you so much for producing this show.
Thank you for having me.
And Sister Christy, thank you so much for co-hosting this show with me for today. And to all of you, our dear, wonderful listeners, until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.